Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is time for our weekly chat with Peter King of NBC Sports. And, of course, you can read his grand takeaways on his Twitter as well and at NBCSports.com. Peter is brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And Peter King, I know this is your first go-around with Gresh and Keith here, but I want to jump right into Mac Jones because, as you can imagine, Peter, he is our hope up here in New England. Through 2 weeks, what have you seen from Mac Jones that has stood out to you?
That after his first series as a New England Patriot, he has acted totally, absolutely, unequivocally like he belongs. And I think one of the things about the quarterback business these days, I noticed that Ryan Clark on Twitter today, the ESPN guy and the former NFL safety, said that the Bears are babying Justin Fields. And I did something in my column a couple of weeks ago about all of the quarterbacks who did not play in year one. Essentially, they played a little bit. They had cameos. But that includes Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, and Patrick Mahomes. So my question is, what do you want? Do you want to feed a young quarterback to the Wolves? When he might not be ready, or when you just think that, hey, listen, let's take our time and let's get this guy ready to go for 15 years rather than 3 years and then just eject him along with all the other failed quarterbacks you've had. Now, as far as Mac Jones goes, the one thing that you heard out of everybody at Alabama and out of the people who scouted him is that he had one of his rare traits was maturity, readiness, nothing surprised them and all that. And so that's why I think you're going to have growing pains with them. But I also don't think that it's going to corrode him. I don't think it's going to be corrosive for him to play early on.
Peter, how do you read the Stephon Gilmore situation? He clearly wants more money. He talked to Josina Anderson months ago, and she was talking about he clearly wants to be paid more. He is dealing with an injury, though, so he was on the PUP list and is currently on the PUP list, so he's out at least 6 weeks. I feel like they're going to need him. I also don't think he's going to play for his current deal, but from the outside, what do you think about this situation?
You know, it looks like it's potentially problematic, but you know, over the years, Bill Belichick usually has a way of solving these things. You know, the solution might not be what the Patriot fan wants immediately. It might be a lawyer Malloy, Richard Seymour situation. Mm-hmm. But they might be able to solve it and scotch tape it together for a year or so. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. And that's why I think right now that it's not something that either fans or team watchers, in my opinion, should spend a great amount of mental energy on, because I don't think it's going to get solved immediately. And I also don't think that everybody who thinks, oh my God, if they don't keep him, it's a dire situation. All you have to do is look at Belichick's history. I don't think it's a particularly dire situation, even though in today's football where NFL teams are on course to throw it more than they ever have in the history of the game. Belichick is not going to say, here, let's throw a ton of money at a problem. He just, his history says that he won't do that.
Peter King with Gresham Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. You could follow Peter on Twitter at Peter_King, and we will get to some of what you wrote on yesterday morning, Peter. But Bill Belichick has been a guy, when people are zigging, he zags. And organically, you just said there, Peter, about how we're on pace to throw the ball more than ever in the National Football League. Does that mean we should expect Bill Belichick to be hunkering down and trying to, even deep into the season, run teams over with the Patriots' power running game? Because it looked like when the offensive line is right, and with Damian Harris, that they're designed to run people over.
Look, I think this team was basically designed and built in this offseason. A young quarterback who you want to protect, the two best tight ends in the free agent market, and a possession-style running attack. So to me, I think you're exactly right. I think Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels are going to run a little bit counter to what the rest of the league is doing, and they should. I also would expect over time, you know, you go back to how the late Aaron Hernandez was used, especially in that one postseason. I think the game, it was against the Denver Broncos, where they just put Aaron Hernandez in the backfield. And those are the kind of things that it will not surprise me at all if they do things like that. Jonnu Smith had that experience with Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, now Atlanta coach in Tennessee. I would expect you to see the Patriots do a lot of power, clock eating, time of possession stuff, just in order to help, in order to help Mac Jones, you know, get acclimated to the NFL.
Tom Brady has 9 touchdown passes through 2 weeks. He's 44 years old. And Peter, I feel like we've all run out of things we can possibly say about the guy.
Well, you can say this, that since opening day 2020, he and Aaron Rodgers have thrown the most touchdown passes of anybody in football. Now, going into last night's game, Brady led him, but Rodgers now obviously is up there too. But I think the one thing you can say, and I keep looking back to that time that I sat with him after his final game as a Patriot for 10 minutes after the Tennessee wild card game. And I could just sense, and I wish I had trusted my judgment a little bit. You could just sense that there was this, he was kind of angry that day. And obviously you're going to be angry after you lose a game. But I look back at it now and I read more of it into that. And I read into that that, you know, it's just time to go. You know, for whatever reason, I don't have the weapons around here that I'd really like to have. Plus, I just really want to go. It's time to go. And the other ironic part of Brady in Tampa is that I will always believe that if it were his choice, if he could just throw a dart at a team at New Orleans or Indianapolis, and he ended up in Tampa, and it's been really, really great for him. But I think the one thing that has been really beneficial is that he has a general manager in Jason Light and two offensive coaches, you know, in Arians and Leftwich, who basically trust him and who want to surround him and want to give him the freedom to have not only these great players around him, but to have the freedom, which he will not abuse, to be able to call the kind of things that he wants to call. So he stepped into a perfect situation with a team that I will always say was so significantly better than a 7-9 bumbling, stumbling Bucks team. Because if you look at how many games they lost that year because of Jameis Winston's carelessness, this team was a lot closer when Tom Brady arrived than people thought.
On this Tom Brady topic, Peter, is it by far that Tom Brady is the greatest 40-plus-year-old athlete that has ever played in any sport ever? And I know you're a big baseball fan, but, you know, pre-steroid era, 35, guys started to decline. You know, now you got, like, Jamie Moyer hanging on until he's 49, but he's not an elite athlete. Like, the more I think about this guy at 40 freaking 4 years old, you know, Gretzky played late into his career. There have been other legends who have played into their 40s, but it just feels like Brady is lapping the field with most modern athletes post 40.
You know, of course he is. You know, Gretzky, I think I'm right in saying, I looked it up about a month ago, Gretzky's last good year was at 39. Michael Jordan's last good year was at 35. It goes without saying we're seeing something that has never been seen in the history of sports. Dan Shaughnessy wrote about it in the Globe, and he basically said he's better at 44 than he was at 24. I'll never forget this conversation I had with Brady maybe, I don't know, it's a few years ago. But he was telling me that when he was starting in the NFL early on in his career, couldn't believe how sore he would be after games. And it would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And he would say to himself, and he said to me, he goes, you know, if I have to accept the fact that my life is going to be living with pain all through the season and just being sore all the time, I can do it because I want to be an NFL quarterback. But there's got to be another way. And that's when he started all this TB12 stuff. And he specifically said, when I was 25 years old, I was sore until Thursday or Friday of every week. And so now, to me, he has figured out a way that, you know, to just play without being incredibly beat up. And, you know, there's one other thing that comes to mind about him. Remember after the Atlanta game, you know, where he comes back from the 28-3 deficit and he wins. I'm sitting with him a week after the game, and I said to him, what is sore right now? And he said, nothing. I'm not in pain at all. And what was weird is that was the time I visited him in Montana a week after the Super Bowl. And that day in Montana, he came off the ski slopes to talk to me, and he basically was out there. Would a guy after the rigors of an NFL season, would that guy be out skiing on some mountain in Montana, or would he be in some hot tub somewhere? I would think he'd be in some hot tub somewhere. But what I specifically asked him about, remember the huge hit he took from Grady Jarrett in that game? And I said, what about the Jarrett hit? He goes, no, I feel fine. So I, you know, look, it's freaky, it's fluky, it hasn't happened before, but I do believe when people say, oh, we'll never see one like him again, why not? He is leaving a roadmap behind him for quarterbacks of future generations to follow.
Well, there's a quarterback about half his age who is not playing right now for the Houston Texans. A bizarre situation with Deshaun Watson. What, and even with Tyrod Taylor out, it sounds like they're not going to bring this guy in. They're paying him. He's inactive every week. What should the Texans be doing? And are there teams in the league right now that would trade for the guy?
Well, the answer to the second question is yes. But I think the reason why he's not being traded right now is that, you know, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, if you're the Miami Dolphins, if you're the Denver Broncos, the Carolina Panthers, and you are not sure about your long-term quarterback and you might want him, well, first of all, I mean, if you're those teams, I mean, you can't tell your quarterback right away, hey, we're bringing a guy on who is probably going to play in 2022, but he's probably not going to play this year. I mean, what are you saying to your quarterback? What do you say to Jalen Hurts? You're now a Band-Aid when we've told you all along you have a legitimate chance to win this job. And so, look, I do think that some teams would give an offer for him, but not knowing truly when he would be able to play, because once you activate Deshaun Watson, then the league is going to have a decision to make. The league is going to have to decide, are we going to discipline him and suspend him now, even though he hasn't yet been charged in a court of law with anything. You know, the NFL, you know, has the freedom and has the ability to discipline somebody even before any of that happens. It doesn't often happen, but you simply don't know whether they would do that. As far as what Houston would do right now, I think Houston is basically on record, although they have not said a word. They're saying that this guy is not going to play for us, and we're going to end up trading him, and right now we're just keeping him on ice. And they'll go with Davis Mills against Carolina Thursday night, probably for a couple of weeks after that.
Peter King with Gresh and Keith. And don't forget, you can get this entire interview every week in the podcast at WEEI.com and, of course, on the Odyssey app. Peter, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Peter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.